You can't make the superhero's head smaller than his hands, Bobby. But it doesn't look real. Sorry I'm late. I guess I'm not as fast as I used to be. Hey, that's the sound I make. Sure, these days it sounds a little corny. But back then, it was a swell name. The only regret I have is that I didn't continue being a superhero. Maybe you're right, Miss America. What good can we do now? Oh, all right. You'll need somebody to watch your aching backs. We were crazy to try to make any difference at our age. Good heavens. That's the last of them.
Look, someone's there.
Darn right it does. So, what's our next move, Captain?
The heck with that. We're willing to take our chances.
I can't believe the old Hall of Freedom is still standing.
Hey, my TV. It just switched itself on.
I think we just found him.
What hope do we have of stopping him now?
I can hardly believe it. We got to be heroes one last time. What a swell feeling this is.
Now we're right back where we started 50 years ago. How do we deal with the vortex generator?
F. Scott Fitzgerald once said, "Show me a hero and I'll write you a tragedy." Cap's life wasn't a tragedy. It was an epic story of a great man doing great things for the world. As long as there are heroes in the world, you'll still be with us. Bless you, Cap.